Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Ramiro Ferran here with. Hello, Ramiro Ferran here. Give me a little bit. This is my first test run on air. Kind of a little bit rusty here and everything like that. But I want to welcome you guys to Stogies and Beer with WBEST in San Diego, California. Stogies and Beer is basically a football talk show. This is our first time running this show. However, I have had episodes in the past, so give me a little bit of time, just a little bit about me. I am a football executive, and I started this show because I had previous experience with another radio show on Blog Talk called the Blackout Radio Show. I think those archives are still here in play and everything like that. So if you'd like to check out some of my past work just to see how credible I am or not, you can check it out on, you know, the Blog Talk archives with the Blackout Radio Show. This is going to be a rough copy of what I'm trying to do. It's like a test run. I'm trying to make the show better as we get on. Give me about a good 2 weeks, and I'll have everything down pack again. But right now, I'm just trying to basically do this show today, testing my microphone, testing my audio, all this kind of different stuff. Eventually, I want to have audio for this show, video for this show, so you can kind of like have that the herd effect on Fox Sports 1, have the herd effect to where, you know, you're on radio, but at the same time, people can look at you live. But the only difference is my show will be live for 2 hours at all times. So as I keep talking, I'm going to get more comfortable. Things are going to, you know, go back to normal. It's been 11 years since I ran my last show, the Blackout Radio Show. It's been 11 years. So, again, like I said, if you want to check out some of my on-air talent and things that I was doing back then and kind of like get a feel of what I'm trying to kind of like make the show like. I'm trying to kind of like mimic that old show. Again, that's the Blackout Radio Show on Blog Talk as well. I believe my archives are still active. If not, no worries. I got a whole nother set of stuff that we're going to be doing here with Stogies and Beer and everything like that. So, again, the way I should have introduced myself was, you know, welcome to Stogies and Beer, broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, WBST in Chula Vista, California. We'll give those call signs out every 30 minutes, WBST every 30 minutes. You know, I try to do everything like the actual radio stations, the actual brick-and-mortar radio stations do it. I try to keep those same principles in mind. I went to school for this stuff, radio, television, and film at San Diego City College to learn how to actually do radio, television, and film. And I was just sitting there thinking, you know, I always wanted to do my own sports show. I was doing a show when I was doing the Blackout Radio Show. It was more geared toward helping artists that were in hip-hop and R&B, giving them a platform for their music and teaching them, you know, the ins and outs of the music business 101, basically trying to show them why they were not making it as far as they wanted to make it. I think for me, it had marginal success. I didn't have as many Twitter followers as I do now, or Facebook followers, what have you. Not that I got a whole lot now, but I do have a bigger audience. And I think my platform is bigger now for a lot of the things that I'm doing. So with that being said, this is Stogies and Beer. I call this show Stogies and Beer because most of the time when guys are sitting around watching a game, they got a cigar in their hand and they got a beer in their hand or a shot in their hand. So I decided I call this Stogies and Beer. A friend of mine back in the day, he used to always smoke stogies while he was watching the game, and I would always have a beer, and we would always banter back and forth, going back and forth. So I said, why don't we all do a show, man, called Stogies and Beer? However, I don't have a co-host on this show, but the Stogies and Beer concept stuck, so we'll go from that. Not to offend anybody, if you're in church or you're a church-going person or person of faith, just don't let the Stogies and Beer discourage you from listening to the show. Everybody got their vices. Some people like to drink soda. I just choose to drink beer. I'm not really a big cigar smoker, but, you know, I like the name Stogies and Beer for those of you that like to smoke Stogies. So there we have it, Stogies and Beer, and welcome to the show. Our topic today is going to be talking about a subject near and dear to my heart, which is saving money against the salary cap when it comes down to an NFL football team's owner. A lot of people don't understand the way it kind of goes is the general manager is the guy that always finds, you know, general manager work with the personnel director and the scouts to find the talent. They want to find the right talent and then take that talent to the owner. Put it like that, the scouts, they do scouting, they take the notes back to the personnel director. The personnel director takes those notes back to the GM, and the general manager takes what he has as far as a new roster or roster additions to give to the owner. Now, the owner is the man that cuts the check. Nobody that I mentioned before this, before I say owner, general manager don't cut the checks, and everybody in the downline don't cut the check. The person that cuts the check is going to be the owner. So my goal is for the owner to the goal is for the general manager is for the owner to sign guys off of his list. So the general manager, he's got to convince the owner to cut the check. So if you got a bunch of high-level draft picks from the FBS, Alabama, let's say the SEC, Big Ten, all those Power Five conferences, basically, if you got a list, if you're the general manager, you got a list of all those type of players, then the owner's looking at this list saying, okay, I got to compare this to what we already got. You know, the general manager got to look at all this stuff along with the owner and say, who we cutting, who we keeping, and all this different stuff. And how much is it going to cost me to cut this person and bring in this here person? How much money am I going to have to spend? Well, my goal is on this here particular show called Saving Money Against Salary Cap. Again, forgive me if everything's been a little bit rough. I'm trying to get my sea legs back up under me, getting back on radio, talking on air. And plus, a lot of this stuff is a little bit different for me now because you don't particularly have to have a headset, a microphone, and all that stuff. You can pretty much talk right into your laptop. So this is all kind of weird to me. Well, I can do this on my phone as well. So just bear with me. I'm getting my sea legs back up under me. But going again for those of you just tuned in, saving money against the salary cap. And we're just basically talking about how NFL teams have the team owner can save money by using guys that might have gotten overlooked to go into the draft or to get invited to camp, and guys that didn't get a pro day or a junior day with a pro day. So we'll talk about all that a little bit later when I get to that. But right now, going back to what I was saying, the general manager's job is to basically take a list of guys that they can add to the team, and then him and the owner got to sit down and figure out who are they going to keep on the active roster and who are they going to cut from the active roster to add the new guys off the new list. The general manager wants to get that owner to spend money. His job is to get that owner to cut the check to get the players that he selected on the field, to get them on that roster and get them on the field. But if you're an owner of anything, what's the first thing you're trying to do? A owner's job is to what? Cut costs. He's trying to cut costs against the salary cap. The owner wants to spend money because to get, you know, a lot of these athletes coming out of these Power Five conferences, these football players, they want to get paid. They're like, hey, I had a great college career as a rookie. I know I'm going to get my rookie deal, but after that, I want to make sure that I'm paid and I'm taken care of. But all this stuff costs money against your salary cap, depending on how you structure all these deals with these rookies coming in and then with your free agents. Guys that are on the team that's going to become free agents, guys that are on the team that's already got their deal done, the owner got to figure out, well, hey, how am I going to cut costs? That's what the owner's concern is. How do I keep my money in my pocket but still have a viable product on the football field? So this is my thinking. I'm basically saying, like right now, I have a bunch of guys that, you know, that are free agents, that I've put a concept together to where when they graduate from these small schools, let's say a NAIA school, NAIA school, Division III schools, Division II schools, when they graduate from these smaller programs, not to say that athletes don't come from all levels, they do, but at a smaller percentage when you're talking about NCAA Division II, III, and NAIA schools. So now, the NAIA schools, those are the guys that are really the most overlooked. NAIA and anybody that's like playing anything below that, like maybe NCCAA, which is like the National Christian Collegiate Athletic Association, excuse me. That's the NCCAA, and then you got the USCAA, United States Collegiate Athletic Association. And then, you know, right above those two, you got the, like I said, NAIA schools. So NAIA schools kind of like encompasses NCCAA athletes and, you know, the USCAA athletes. You probably not ever heard of those conferences because, like I said, those are very, very small schools. So anyway, but they all have good players. When the NFL uses like Pro Football Focus, companies like Pro Football Focus, who their whole thing is to figure out how to get these athletes, but at the same time, they're trying to figure out who's the best ones by using analytics and statistics. So basically, Pro Football Focus is like the iron curtain for athletes to get seen by the NFL, because the NFL, which a lot of people don't know, the front office really doesn't get involved with the selection of players going into the draft and what have you. What the NFL does is they hire a third-party system like Pro Football Focus and other companies like Blesto and National Scouting to basically put together the list of players that's coming in every year from college. Okay, so hopefully we understand that point. Now, with that being said, once the general manager takes this list of people that Pro Football Focus and Blesto and National Scouting have basically combined to make up the draft and who's going to get invited to camp and what have you, the general manager job is, after he drafts these players or invites them to camp, is to take that list in again to the general manager so the general manager can say, okay, I'm willing to pay this or I'm not willing to pay that for this particular player coming in the league. And at the same time, who am I going to cut? Who am I going to go ahead and pay and keep and things like that? So the owner's job is, again, to figure out how to keep his money, and the general manager's job is to try to get the owner to spend the money on the players that he wants. And the general manager is in a tough situation because if he put together this roster and the owner signs these, go ahead on and pays all these guys and they get signed to the team, the general manager hopes that roster works, hopes that basically what's the main goal is to get a championship, to get a championship. That's what the general manager's job is, to basically make that roster earn a championship so the owner can justify why he spent all the money that he spent. With that being said, what I do is I take players from the leagues, like I just mentioned earlier, from the NAIA and the league, and the from conferences from NAIA. Again, I take athletes from conferences like NAIA and below, and right above NAIA is going to be your Division II and III NCAA schools. And also some FCS playoff schools, which I go after. So now, the FCS, they have a lot of time, but they're pretty much just like FBS D1, but, you know, they play for a playoff. So I definitely try to go after players that might get overlooked that went to a playoff school and all the other schools as well, because there's talent at every level. So let's say, for instance, I don't go after FBS talent because they don't need my help there. FCS and below, I go after these players, but mainly, like I said, from the NCAA Division II and below. So I take all these players, and I make up my own rookie list. Like this year, I had three rookies. One played at a Division III, one played at a Division II, and one actually only played at JUCO because he tried to transfer and follow his coach to a brand-new program, and his credits didn't transfer. So since his credits didn't transfer, he couldn't play. So I told him, I said, look, man, the best thing for you to do, like I'm telling all these other guys that's coming out of school, is that's going to get overlooked, go ahead on and play now. Go ahead on and do a pro developmental football workout, whether it's with the Indoor Football League, National Arena League, Fan Control Football League, and things below those levels that can get you some film. The goal is for me is to take a guy that I know that's going to get passed up because he hasn't been looked at by a data analytics system like Pro Football Focus. They don't know about my guys because they didn't go to the right school. They didn't go to schools that done a pro day. Because you got to remember, a lot of small schools don't offer pro day, even though they're NCAA schools, but they're Division II and below, and NAIA schools and below, they don't offer a pro day. So if you don't have a connection to somebody else's school and do a pro day, you have a great chance that you're going to get overlooked to go into the NFL. You're not going to have look, you're not going to have that opportunity to go into the National Football League, which is so very so unfair. My whole thing is to try to convince NFL team owners and general managers, I can help you build a roster off of overlooked talent. Now, a lot of guys don't want to believe that. Well, Pro Football Focus or Blesto or National Scouting, they didn't recommend those players that you have. They don't have to. It's all about getting the owner to think outside the box. It's all about getting the general manager to think outside the box. And if anybody out there is trying to hear this show and for some odd reason you can't hear me, please go into my switchboard chat room and then just shoot me a message and say, hey, we can't hear you. Your vocals are terrible or whatever the case may be. Or you can also put on there, hey, you suck at broadcasting. I can take that for the first week. I'll get better with it. But anyway, forgive me. I'm just trying to get my sea legs back under me. Just trying to get my sea legs back under me so I can make this a great show for you guys, a great informative show. Again, we want to welcome you to Stogies and Beer. For everybody that's tuning in, new show, a football show, Stogies and Beer, where we're talking all things about football, but we also talk about other sports too and headlines as I'm sitting here watching my monitor, different headlines and everything like Baker Mayfield's future with the Browns, remains in doubt, all these different things that I watch on SportsCenter while I'm doing this show that we can talk about too. So if you got any other topics you want to talk about, just pop into the chat room. We'll go off subject for a minute and jump back into it because this is a two-hour show, so we got time to cover everything. So anyway, again, my goal is to try to convince general managers and owners in the NFL to sign guys that are flying under the radar that nobody even knows anything about. And what you can do with these players is offer them league minimum contracts to go. You can actually bring them into camp. My guys, whatever the league minimum is to bring them into camp, my guys will sign for that. Whatever the league minimum is, once they make the roster, my guys will sign for that. My program for my athletes is set up for guys to basically prove what they can do on the field, in camp, make the roster, and prove what they can do in season on special teams and practice teams, special teams on the 53-man roster, and what they can do on the active 53-man roster, actually playing a position. My program is set up for guys that are flying under the radar. First of all, is once you graduate, contact me and say, hey, I want an opportunity. When you get that opportunity, when you ask me for an opportunity, my first thing is to put you in pro developmental football in the Indoor Football League, National Arena League, Fan Control Football League. Those leagues, definitely Fan Control because they have a TV partner. Will be my step to get you. Fan Control Football, they have a big platform for what they're doing, and they have a TV partner in NBC. I can get you there, I'm going to move you to the Indoor Football League, Champions Indoor Football League, National Arena League, American Arena League, American Football Conference, American Football Arena Football Association. Those leagues, those are some of the smaller leagues up under the first three that I mentioned. It really doesn't matter too much if you got a TV partner or not, but I like to get guys to Fan Control because, again, for indoor arena-style football, Fan Control already has they already have a television partner. So with that television partner, that's a big thing because there's more exposure. So now, what I'm trying to do is basically just kind of like explain to everybody how I work. And again, when it all comes down to it, the way I work, like I said, is just trying to take those guys. Once they graduate from their small school program, they contact me. I try to get them signed on to a pro-developmental league so they can go ahead and get that film. When they get that film, I take that film and try to shop it around to different agents in my network. And the agents that I deal with are high-level agents. I have the information on Tom Brady's agent, Don. I built that relationship with, you know, the people that run the Hub Camp. And Don Yee is Tom Brady's agent, his right-hand man, Tom Goodhines, and then the general manager of Hub, which is Mike Williams. I sent a lot of film to these guys, and they put my guys in Hub Camp so they can learn how to have a pro football experience doing an OTA-style workout. And then, you know, NFL scouts, CFL scouts, XFL scouts, USFL scouts can tap into their live stream and watch directly from their home rather than traveling out there. Sometimes they travel out there, sometimes they don't, but Hub has done a great job in setting it up for a live stream to where the scouts can look directly in the Hub Camp and see if they like some of my guys. I have a good success rate of getting my guys on the field for Hub Camp. At the same time, I have also a good success rate in getting my guys on a pro-developmental indoor football team or arena team so they can get film. So basically, my goal is to get my guys on the field. When they get on the field, what they do is they prove that they can play with guys that got cut from the NFL, CFL, XFL, AAF, and all those different leagues that, you know, had television partners. And, you know, of course, the NFL is God in football. So, I mean, you know, but, you know, they're playing against guys that got cut from NFL camp, got cut from an NFL practice squad, got cut from an NFL active roster, and same thing with the CFL and below. So they're showing that they can play against guys that might have played Power 5 football, that played professional football at a high level. I got guys coming from small schools. I put them on the field immediately so they can show that they can play against these particular athletes. And what better way to prove that you can play against high-level football talent than to get on the field, suit up, and play against them? The problem is that because the NFL uses the third-party system that I mentioned before, when they use that third-party system, they'll discredit my guys no matter what they do, even though they got pro film immediately, not the next year after college, immediately after they play their last football game, I get them from college. After the last college game, I get them immediately on the football field in the springtime so they can be ready for NFL summer camp or possibly the draft or possibly a camp invite. However, if they can get drafted, fine, but that usually don't happen because they're probably not on the draft board because my guys, schools don't get offered a pro day. So that's what they're judging my guys on. So, for instance, I sent my stuff to a high-level agency that I deal with. And what they asked me was, hey, did they do – as a matter of fact, you know, I don't mind saying it. I deal with Steinberg Sports. They taught me a lot in their sports business certification class. So I reached out to Steinberg Sports. I won't say who I talked to, but I reached out to that organization, Steinberg Sports. And they said they got the film, but they wanted to know what were their pro day numbers. And I told them, I said, they don't have pro day numbers. That's why I got them in camp right now with fan-controlled football down in Atlanta, Georgia, proving what they can do on the field. So when they get done with the season, I can shop you back their highlight film so you can at least try to make a phone call on their behalf and see if you can get them invited to camp. And if you can get that done, I'll have them sign with you guys. And they go through camp, make a roster, and then, you know, you guys continue on representing them. So it's a win-win for everybody. It's a win-win for me because it proved that my system works. It's a win-win for the athlete because he didn't have a chance in hell of getting to the league besides my system. And then on top of that, it's a win-win for the agency because you're probably going to find a diamond in the rough that's going to be worth a lot of money on this next contract. So now, going back over, for those just tuning in, this is what we're talking about in detail. The name of this episode, again, for those just tuning in, is called Saving Money Against the Salary Cap. This episode will talk about how general managers of NFL teams can save the team owners money by signing good players that were overlooked. Some players that did not go to major FBS college programs that had to make a start in the pro developmental leagues like the Fan Controlled Football League, Indoor Football League, and the National Arena League, etc., are playing immediately after college in these leagues and getting filmed. These players are already in shape and have pro experience for NFL camp starting soon. The issue is that data analytics, a company like Pro Football Focus, does not investigate or scout the talent that's available as a whole. The system is set up for convenience to pick the players that are statistically the best on paper. The problem is that stats don't measure a visible talent man against man on the field, but pro developmental football film can. If an athlete has just graduated from a small D3, D2, NAIA, and JUCO program and competes well against talent from all levels of football, these NFL 2022 eligible prospects should get a chance to compete in camp for a job. Now, I had invited one of my guys today. He has the opportunity to call in. I don't know if he'll call in or not, but I'm going to talk about him for a minute. His name is Henry Kellogg. He was a defensive end, wound up going to the playoffs for Fan Controlled Football, which should have been Stars. Should have been Stars team. And a lot of people, you don't know how Fan Controlled Football works. Their offensive line and defensive line, they get drafted a different team out of the eight teams. They get drafted to two different teams per week until the playoffs start. So he played for pretty much every team, I believe, that was out there. And he even played on the team, the Zappers, with T.O. So he was out there on that team with Terrell Owens. The thing about Fan Controlled Football, a lot of people don't understand. Let's talk about that for a minute. That's just a great platform. Those guys have a TV audience. They have a TV audience. And it's like, you know, with that TV audience, they also have, along with the TV audience, they also have the online audience. They're on Spectrum, Dazen, or the Zone, whatever you call it. You know, they're on Twitch. So those three online platforms are great. And they're getting a lot of people in. They're getting a lot of people in and on the plays and everything through blockchain betting and stuff like that. So for our younger Gen Z, it's like these guys, you know, they're enjoying watching the games on their tablet, their phone or whatever. They're betting on the plays. They're calling the plays and everything like that. So it's a different league, different rules, but it's actually fun. I actually was interactive with it this whole season. You know, so I'm telling a lot of you guys that's flying under the radar, fan control football is really right now the way to go. I mean, I got Rick Kellogg, who I'm about to talk about in a little bit. He's out there taking pictures with A.B., Antonio Brown, from formerly with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You're taking pictures with him. You know, you got Jameis Winston them down there. You got Cheetah down there. Tyreek Hill. You got all these different players that are coming. There's so many of them that was coming through. Even basketball players like Dwight Howard was out there, you know, doing the man-up challenge. So it's like it was an exciting time down there for my player, Henry Kellogg, because he was his whole journey was he played football in high school, won a state championship. Didn't have the grades to go to a big school, but he went to a JUCO school and at DuPage College in Illinois, graduated there, tried to follow his coach out to go into excuse me, y'all, I'm trying to basically check my mic. Give me 1 second here. 1 second. Just want to check my mic. But anyway, back to what I was saying is that he was trying to follow his coach. He wanted to follow his coach to the next level. His coach got a job from DuPage, I guess, from DuPage College, and then went on to NAIA school, Judson. Excuse me for that little bit of stammering there, you guys. Like I say, this is a test run for the day, but I'm trying to get as much information as I can. I'm just trying to make it kind of like personal and conversational today until I get all the bells and whistles on this system worked out. I wish it was a way I could kind of like see my mic at all times, but I haven't figured that out yet. I just want to make sure I'm broadcasting live rather than getting cut off. But anyway, if you can't hear me and you're trying to log into this, please text me in the chat room on this system to let me know if you can hear me. Also, you can call in at 515-602-9687. If you're a guest and you want to call in to 515-602-9687. Once again, 515-602-9687. Call in to the show and I'll answer. Let me know if you can hear me or not. If Henry Kellogg is out there listening anywhere, again, Henry, you can call into the show at 515-602-9687. Now, going back to Henry Kellogg, like I said, his journey was going from DuPage College, following his coach from DuPage College to Judson University, which is an NAIA school. Henry's grades did not, his credits didn't transfer for him to play the semester coming up and to play football. So I suggested to him, don't stay at Judson, because Judson is a brand new program and you're probably not going to get looked at coming from that program. No knock against Judson University, which is an NAIA school. I know them mainly for basketball. Again, I believe this past season was their first season playing football. First or second season, but it's a brand new program. And the NAIA schools probably get looked at. I do this learning from Steinberg Sports that like Blesto and that, they don't even give those schools, obligate one visit to those schools. I think D2 NCAA gets at least one visit, one or two visits. But those smaller schools, D3 and below, they don't even get a visit. They're not obligated to get a visit, rather, or scheduled to get a visit. So now, and if I'm making any mistakes on any information that I'm giving out, please correct me, because it's a learning process for all of us every day. So if I make a mistake on here, on any information I'm giving, I will apologize for any mistakes that I'm making beforehand. But at the same time, I will correct any mistakes that I make or investigate what's a potential mistake and correct it as soon as possible. But anyway, Judson being an NAIA school, which is probably going to be overlooked, I suggested that Henry Kellogg, again, defensive end from Should Have Been Stars, playoff team in the FCF. And FCF, again, is fan controlled football, if you don't know. So anyway, Henry was suggested by me to go ahead on and try out for fan control football through a great contact of mine, Coach John Jenkins. I sent his film over, convinced Henry to go ahead on and do the workout. He put his money behind and put some money to get some gas in the tank, drove up to the workout. And when he done the workout, I got good reviews from Coach John Jenkins, and pretty much Coach John Jenkins told me that he was probably going to be offering Henry a contract, which he did. Henry Kellogg went on to Fan Control Football Camp in Atlanta, Georgia, went down there, dominated in the scrimmages, dominated during the season. Not saying that he didn't have any issues, any problems, any things that he needed to work on. We all do. It's pro-developmental football. Developmental is a key word. You're developing, probably because you went to a small school in most cases, and you need to get coached up on a few things to play at the professional level, which whatever he worked on, it worked, because he wound up being with a playoff team. Got multiple sacks, I believe at least three or four sacks throughout the season, somewhere up in there, maybe more than that. But I know off the top of my head, he at least got three sacks. So he was around the ball a lot. He was on a lot of tackles. And it was good for him because Ryan Shazier from the Pittsburgh Steelers, remember Ryan Shazier back in the, you know, a few years back, had almost got paralyzed for the Steelers. But Ryan Shazier is a host, a commentator, color commentator, on Fan Control Football. And when I look at Henry's highlights and I'm hearing Ryan Shazier's voice commenting on what Henry Kellogg is doing, that makes me feel good, because I took a young man off the couch that wasn't even able to play football at the university level because of some credits didn't transfer. When I took him and put him in another situation to help him be successful and play and fulfill his dreams of playing professional football on a nice platform, Fan Control Football, which has a television partner in NBC. When I put him in that position, it made me feel good to see the end result. If you go on my Twitter page, I'm kind of like boasting that on a couple posts that I put out yesterday or day before yesterday. You can scroll down at Ferrand Sports on Twitter, at F-E-R-R-A-N-D Sports on Twitter. That's Everson Frank, E-R-R-A-N-D Sports on Twitter. At Ferrand Sports on Twitter, you can follow me there and see all the players that I work with and things like that. If you need to know more information on me or get a testimonial from my players that I help, you can do that. However, I had 6 players in fan control football this year, 3 rookies and 3 free agents. 3 rookies and 3 free agents, which gave me a 75% chance of having a player win the People's Championship for fan control football. So I had a player that played in that game with the Board Ace Football Club. We'll talk about him in a day or two. But this young man, like I said, you know, gave me a chance of winning championship through him. So I had a 75% chance of winning, of getting the championship through my players because I had 6 players, 3 rookies that's eligible for NFL camp this year, which I'm talking about one of them, Henry Kellogg. And I had also 3 free agents. So I had a good year with fan control football. But, you know, when it all comes down to it, I know that what I'm trying to do is basically help get guys the look that they deserve, because like I said, my guys, they have to go to, you know, they're not looked at by Pro Football Focus. They're not looked at by them. They're only looked at by somebody like myself who's willing to get up and take a look at their film and give them an opportunity. I wish Pro Football Focus, who I always tweet, and I'm going to tweet this episode to them and see if they'll rebuttal what I'm saying. Pro Football Focus, they won't look at my guys. They're like, well, scouts won't look at my players, Pro Football Focus aren't going to write about them. Pro Football Focus aren't going to suggest that the NFL scouts with Blesto and National Scouting to even go out there and see if there's some diamonds in the rough. They won't even get up and go and do it. It's just like I said, again, a lot of people don't know. The NFL front office, I've spoke with them. I've been in the NFL front office twice doing some athlete advocacy for military athletes and, like, you know, advocating on their behalf. I found out that they only deal with third-party systems when it comes down to athlete selection. They have nothing to do with it. They let it play out through the third-party contract that they have, like with Pro Football Focus and those like them, these data analytic companies. Like I said, you know, and then they're scouting organizations of National and Blesto. One does the NFL Combine, and one does, I think, the NFL Draft. So, you know, if you're not in that system of playing FBS and at least playoff FCS schools, you're kind of going to get overlooked. Even if you played FCS, in a lot of cases, you're going to get overlooked, especially at the HBCU level. But I will commend people like Doug Williams and those alike that are working the HBCU Combine and HBCU All-Star Game. They gave a lot of guys opportunities to get picked up from Division II HBCU schools. So that was a plus for the Division II NCAA HBCU programs. A good amount of guys got picked up out of those schools because of the work of Doug Williams and some others like him, HBCU alums, that set it up to where these small HBCU colleges athletes could get a look. And I'm happy for that. I just wish it was something that they could do. I wish it was something that could be done just on a large scale for overlooked schools. I don't know what that is. That's why I'm having this show and trying to get owners to look at my list. And maybe if you look at my list, you could basically cut a lot of guys that's up for free agency, develop the guys that are on my list, save some money, and go ahead and save some caps, you know, clear up some cap space, save some money by signing a guy that maybe just needs to be coached up just a little bit, maybe on experience from playing at a smaller school, and maybe not having a coach that's coached on a higher level, but, you know, did a good job with the kid. Maybe the kid just needs to work on a few things, some fundamentals, And then you can sign that player for basically league minimum and save the owner and the team some money. So, again, you know, this is Stogies and Beer, our inaugural episode, Stogies and Beer, for those of you just tuning in. This is with Mike Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you in the early evening on Stogies and Beer. Happy to have you listen in. If you're listening in, or you're definitely welcome to call in to the guest call in at 515-602-9687. Again, 515-602-9687. Again, the guest call in is 515-602-9687. If you help me do a mic check and call in and let me know if you can hear me very well. I'm trying to make sure that my mic is picking up and everything. This is a rough test run for today. Again, just a little bit about me. I used to have a blog talk radio show called The Blackout Radio, where I was working with a lot of hip-hop and R&B artists, doing the same thing I'm doing right now, being an advocate, trying to give them information on why they aren't making it in the industry and what they need to do to make it in the industry. So like right now, what I'm doing on my sports show, Stogies and Beer, I'm basically trying to educate high school athletes going to college what they need to do. College athletes going into the pros what they need to do to basically make it to the NFL from my perspective. I'm not saying that my perspective is the only perspective. I'm not saying my perspective is the right perspective. All I'm saying is my perspective is my perspective based on the data that I have collected going to school, learning from Steinberg Sports, learning from different other ones like my good friend Tom Goodhines from Hub Camp, Mike Williams, general manager for Hub Camp. I'm learning from these type of people that's around, that been in the NFL and other leagues, and been working alongside the NFL trying to help guys get exposure, whatever the case may be. I'm only telling you what I've learned and been certified to talk about. My certification, again, came from Steinberg Sports and Entertainment. I took the Steinberg Sports Business Certification class. This is how I get a lot of this information that I'm talking about. At the same time, I've been, you know, watching, getting guys OTA-style workouts through Hub, where you can go there and get you an NFL-type OTA-style workout in facility, that what they'll do when they look, what the NFL does when they invite you to a facility, meaning that if the NFL invites you out to the facility and they work you out, Hub has a program set up to where you're going to get that same type of work, so you'll know what to expect. And at the same time, scouts from the NFL, CFL, XFL, and what have you can do a live look in at your workout right there in real time. So again, just for those of you that thought that that just tuned in, this episode of Stogies and Beer is called Saving Money Against the Salary Cap. Again, this episode of Stogies and Beer is called Saving Money Against the Salary Cap. This episode will talk about how general managers of NFL teams can save the team owners money by signing good players that were overlooked. Some players that did not go to major FBS college programs that had to make a start in the pro developmental leagues like the Fan Control Football League, Indoor Football League, and National Arena League, etc., are playing immediately after college in these leagues and getting filmed. These players are already in shape and have pro experience for NFL camp starting soon. The issue is that data analytics companies like Pro Football Focus does not investigate or scout the talent that's available as a whole. The system is set up for convenience to pick players that are statistically the best on paper. The problem is that stats don't measure hard or visible talent man against man on the field, but pro developmental football film can. If an athlete has just graduated from a small Division III, Division II, NAIA, and JUCO program and competes well against talent from all levels of football, these NFL Camp 2022 eligible prospects should get a chance to compete in camp for a job. So now that takes me back to the player that I was talking about that I invited on the show today, which is Henry Kellogg. Henry Kellogg basically is a guy, his story is that he played football at DuPage College in Illinois. He played football at DuPage College in Illinois and then tried to transfer to a university, Judson University, which is a brand new program in its infancy. Not his inaugural season, but less than 3 years. So he tried to follow his coach over there and help build that program, but his credits didn't transfer, so he was stuck out. And my advice to him was, Don't sit at home and wait on next season to play. Go ahead on and try out for Fan Control Football, which I had him do that. And my good friend and mentor, Coach John Jenkins, with Pro Players Edge. He runs all those combines for Pro Players Edge, which he film out to Fan Control Football and other leagues. He made sure that Henry Kellogg got an opportunity to play at the pro level, pro developmental level. He developed, had about 3 to 6 sacks on the year, somewhere up in there, and a lot of tackles. So, I mean, he had a very good season. And just think if Henry would have just said, okay, well, I'm going to wait around for the play next year at Judson. He'd have wasted a whole another year because he's probably wasn't going to get looked at by Pro Football Focus, Blessed or National Scouting, coming out of that school. So I put him immediately on the field so he could play against guys from Georgia, Clemson, and all different types of schools, FCS, and also Division II, III, and below II. He played against guys at every level and you know, did very well against everybody that was lined up across from him. And it felt good to hear Ryan Shazier, former Pittsburgh Steeler, as a color commentator for Fan Control Football, announcing Henry Kellogg's name when he got a good play. That made me feel good that I helped a young man get to that level and develop. Now, the question that I'm going to ask all you guys, and I'd love for you to call in to the show at 515-602-9687. Again, 515-602-9687. And that's calling in the Stogies and Beer, and your host, Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you in the early evening. Call into the show and answer this question. Don't you think a guy like Henry Kellogg deserves an opportunity for NFL camp? He's just turned 23. He's age eligible. He has pro football experience. He has good pro football tape. He's played against guys from FBS schools and below, and he did well. Why does he not deserve an opportunity to go to an NFL camp? I love to have you guys call in or go into the chat box and tell me why don't he deserve an opportunity. I really like to know that. So if you could please call in and let me know what you think about that, that would be great. I'm just adjusting my mic here a little bit, trying to get everything set up. I just want to make sure my mic is working. Because again, this is a test run, so I'm just trying to make sure that everything is working well. So definitely bear with me. I'm still here, just waiting on people to call in. Again, I want to thank you for calling in. Beer, WBEST, Chula Vista, California. Stogies and Beer, WBEST, WBEST, Chula Vista, California. Stogies and Beer is a football talk show. We talk about everything football. We try to do a little bit of educating. Once I get my music and everything added to the show, we'll have intermission breaks. Like right now, because my throat is getting dry, it's a good time. I could have went to my music and everything like that, but for whatever reason, I couldn't get my music uploaded in time. And again, I decided to come on air, and you know, at the spur of the moment, I just woke up this morning and just said, hey, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna start my radio show back up, and I'm gonna go back, you know, on air, and build and expand on my platform. So looks like my radio is working okay. My microphone is working okay. And we're going off into our, getting close to going to our second hour. But I want to encourage anybody, if you got any music, I do only indie music on my shows for the most part, except for my theme song. You know, my theme song is going to be 3-6 Mafia, Stay High. That's my theme song. I tried to get that uploaded because it kind of like gave me the right feel for this show, Stogies and Beer. So we're going to be, you know, that's my theme song, 3-6 Mafia, We Stay High, or Stay High, however you do it. You know, it's just an old school cut. from back in the early 2000s, but those that are probably 35 to 48, you know, my age group, you know what I'm talking about. But if you got any independent music out there that you want to have added to the show, definitely give me a DM me on Twitter at Ferran Sports, at Ferran, F-E-R-R-A-N-D Sports, all one word, Ferran Sports on Twitter. DM me and say, hey, I got some hot new underground music. What does it take to get on your show? What does it take to get on the show? I'm going to let you know now so you don't waste your time and mine. It is a fee, but it's a very small fee. Nothing that's going to break your pockets. Nothing that's going to stop you from being able to participate in your habits or whatever you do with your money. It's going to be a small fee, but this is business. This is business. And we're trying to make this into a demand product. So I have to demand something. So small fee to get on the show. If you want to interview, if you're an athlete and you want to get on here and get interviewed, you can get on here and get interviewed as well. At the same time, if you're a beer connoisseur, because I'm going to be doing my beer of the week and my cigar of the week. I'll be doing my beer of the week, my cigar of the week, because this is Stogies and Beer. So if you're a beer connoisseur or a cigar connoisseur, you can get on here. I give you a little air time to talk about what's the best, you know, brand of cigar, what's the best brand of craft beer. I'm looking for craft beers and affordable cigars. Craft beers and affordable cigars is what the Stogies and Beer concept is about. And we talk about football around, you know, having a beer and smoking a Stogie. So that's why this is called Stogies and Beer. So again, if you're an artist that has good hip-hop and R&B music that wants to get on the show, hit us up. If you're a beer connoisseur, cigar connoisseur, and want to get on here and talk about my cigar of the month, my craft beer of the month, any suggestions that you might have for the audience, hey, you're welcome to come on here. Just DM me on Twitter, say, hey, I want to come on the show. How much is it to get on the show and get an interview? So it's going to be at Ferran Sports on Twitter, all one word, at F-E-R-R-A-N-D, at Ferran, S-P-O-R-T-S Sports on Twitter, all one word, at Ferran Sports, all together. And DM me and let me know what you're trying to do. Again, this is Stogies and Beer, our inaugural show, Stogies and Beer, broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, WBEST, Chula Vista, California. Stogies and Beer, WBEST, broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California. This is your host, Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking with you live in the evening. Going back to what we're talking about, for those of you just tuning in, and please feel free to call in if you want to talk about saving money against the salary cap. The topic is basically talking about how my program of getting college athletes to play football, if you came from a small school, overlooked program, what have you, however you want to look at it, whether you FCS and below, meaning non-Power 5 football conferences. If you play football, non-Power 5 football conference, at all levels, I try to get you a professional football opportunity immediately after college, because in most cases, a lot of schools don't get a pro day. They don't get invited to another school's pro day, et cetera. So what I do is provide an opportunity, a platform for you to work out to be able to play professional football in the springtime. And from that point, take that film and shop it out to different agents, scouts, coaches, or whatnot in my network to get you an opportunity to get invited to an NFL football camp. A little bit about the topic, saving money against the salary cap. This episode will talk about how general managers of NFL teams can save the team owners money by signing good players that were overlooked. Some players that did not go to major FBS college programs that had to make a start in pro developmental leagues like the Fan Control Football League, Indoor Football League, and the National Arena League are playing immediately after college in these leagues and getting film. These players are already in shape and have pro experience for NFL camp starting soon. The issue is that data analytics companies like Pro Football Focus does not investigate or scout the talent that's available as a whole. The system is set up for convenience to pick players that are statistically the best on paper. The problem is that stats don't measure heart or visible talent man against man, on the field, but pro developmental football film can. If an athlete has just graduated from a small Division III, Division II, NAIA, and JUCO program and competes well against talent from all levels of football, these NFL Camp 22 eligible prospects should get a chance to compete in camp for a job. We're going to do a presentation here again. This is Stogies and Beer on broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California on WBEST. Again, Stogies and Beer broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California. WBEST, the time is now 15:55 or 3:55 p.m. for you civilian folk, 3:55 p.m. California time, Pacific Coast time. We got a whole another hour coming up, people. Bad Willis, we're going to go into a brief intermission, and I'm going to try to test some of my audio out and see if it'll pick up, you know, if I can play it from another source, but see if my microphone will pick it up. So we're going to do a 10-minute intermission here and just try to work with some music here to give us a little entertainment. So everybody can kind of like see what I'm trying to do once I get all this stuff together. So I'm going to try to play my theme music, 3-6 Mafia, Stay High.
Yeah! For the first time, it's going down history, baby. New 3-6 Mafia, featuring A-Bob, MJG, Young Buck. It's a Tennessee thing. We got to stay.
Don't give a fuck, you must represent the head of the team. You drink a whole lot of head of the team. Nah, you got to This is dedicated to the niggas that was down from day one. Welcome to Death Row.
Like we always do about this time.
Yeah, 9-2. Death Row Records. Creeping like sleeping. Niggas with attitude? Nah, lo. Niggas on a motherfucking mission. What up, niggas and niggas? That crazy ass nigga back in the motherfucking hit sales. The notorious Compton G-D-R-E on the solo tip. Fuck the mother fool. What up, Red? Yeah. Dropping chronic flakes on your ass, bitch. West Coast flavor. Niggas who talk shit get dealt with real quick. So if you wanna take a trip to the road, let a nigga like Doggy Dog know. Protected by niggas with big dicks, AKs, and 180s here. So if it's a mic you test us, we can handle it in the streets, nigga. Fuck naked records. Yeah. What's up, Jose? That bitch can't swim. And she found a Drizzy. Peace to my nigga Drizzy. Another platinum hit, nigga. Peace to the DOC. Still making it funky enough. And Death Row Records is in full motherfucking offensive. Oh yeah. P.S. Fuck Mr. Rourke and Tattoo. A.K.A. Jerry and E. Sincerely yours. These motherfuckers.
Hang with me.
Animosity made you speak with
yeah.
your folks.
joint.
What up?
Kick this nigga off, love. If it ain't another hoe that I got to fuck with, gas teeth in your mouth, so my dick got to fit.
With my nuts on your tongue, so why you on stage rapping at your whack ass concert?
And I'ma snatch your ass from the backside to show you how Death Row pull off that hoop ride.
Now you might not understand me,
cause I'ma rob you in Compton and blast you in Miami.
Then we gon' freak the South Bend, broke on the street, now the mission.
As I steps in the Scotty, as I pull out my crack, got my clothes to the side of his white socks
at. Tryna check my homie, you best check yourself, cause when you're this straight, you dish yourself.
Motherfucker, me up, nigga.
So I don't want no Just trying to be happy, get money to model. My girl hit the lotto, my sons are mulatto. My sons are all healthy, shit, you can tell me. I'm hotter than Nelly, they say that I'm smelly. And never smell out there, I think. Y'all got that shit like a snake. Skated, you're not in the rain.
Pray for my enemies, but I need clarity. They ain't got empathy. They examined me, they used my couch when they needed the therapy. So they needed, but never took care of me. They thought that it's not treat me like currency. Kill all their hopes and dreams, they won't murder me. Sunshine on me, I can let the sunshine on me. Sunshine on me, I can let the sunshine on me. Sunshine on me, I can let the sunshine on me, yeah, yeah.
Bitch, I'm the golden child.
All right, we're back again. Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the late evening with Stogies and Beer. This is the brand new show, Stogies and Beer, broadcasting live WBEST from Chula Vista, California. Again, just tuning in. This is Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the late evening with my brand new talk show, Football, Stogies and Beer. Brand new show, Stogies and Beer, is our inaugural episode. So this episode today was kind of rough. I practiced using radio edited material, but I really needed to take a break, if you know what I mean. And I just had to put something on air because I never go black on air. I never go dark on air. That's one rule in television, radio, don't go black on air. Meaning I don't ever leave empty airspace if I can help it. So I had to take a quick restroom break, all that good stuff, wet my throat, all that stuff. You know, this is Stogies and Beer, so I had to take a beer, wet my throat a little bit. And the only music I could rightly find was some of my personal music that I listened to in my personal space. And some of it was radio edited. I apologize about that. I don't want to make anyone feel offended or uncomfortable while they're on the show, so my apologies if something offended you, because I was listening to a little bit of hardcore gangsta rap there for a minute, and finished it off with some Big Latto, Sunshine on Me featuring Lil Wayne. But I love that song with Big Latto, Sunshine on Me, because here lately, the way things been going, I have needed some sunshine to shine down on me. That being said, I was checking my Twitter feed, and I had a young man at Slim88 on Twitter, at Slim88. Looks like he plays defensive back, cornerback, free agent for the Wyoming Mustangs in the CIFL. And looked like he was sending me some tape on him and everything like that. So I did invite Slim88 to the show. It looked like he's at Chaser88Dream. Chaser88Dream on Twitter. So I invited him to the show since he sent me his film. And I wanted him to just basically explain to my audience, if anybody's out there listening or anybody that goes back and reads, listens to the podcast, wanted him to explain, you know, what was his issues of why he didn't make it to the NFL coming out of college and why he's currently playing in pro football for the Wyoming Mustangs. So I wanted to kind of like get him on here since he sent me his film. Looked like he's looking for an opportunity that I might have for him to move him up a level with his film. And I'm all down for that as long as we can do some business. But we'll see if he calls in. Also, I'm waiting on my man Henry Keller to call in to the show and see if he can call in and, you know, basically explain to everybody, you know, his take on fan-controlled football and his experience, you know, up to this point trying to make it in the professional football ranks, going to the NFL, XFL, minor league football, what have you. So hopefully he can call in for a little bit. But, you know, at the same time, you know, I want to apologize to everybody for the way this show kind of went rough today. Like I say, it's 11 years since I done a radio show. It's been 11 years, and I'm not gonna lie, you know, it's been a minute. My feet need to get wet, and so you know, I'm just kind of like trying to get all my music in, trying to get my playlist down, trying to invite people to the show, trying to, you know, just trying to make this thing a big platform. I'm really excited about it. like I said earlier, you know, this radio stuff has kind of like changed since I last done it 11 years ago. I think 11 years ago I had to have like a microphone plugged in. I had to have a headset, stuff like that, speakers and all this different stuff. But I think I've been able to do this show pretty much with the speaker that's on my laptop and the microphone that's built in. You know, I'm eventually planning on doing some live stuff, like on, you know, going, having a live link to where you can see me live through this platform on Blog Talk. So like I say, bear with me for about a week or two. In a week, I'll get, this time next week, I'll be better. The week after that, I think I'll be pretty much back up to form, at least 80%. And then, you know, within 30 days, I really feel like I'll be 90%. There is no 100, so I'll just say 90, because 100 is perfect and no one's perfect. But just bear with me and things like that. You know, I'm just basically just trying to do everything I can do to make this platform for my listeners and everything like that, and my fan base that I'm trying to build. This is, once again, Stogies and Beer, our inaugural platform, and I'm your host, Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. The Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the late evening. And today our topic is saving against the salary cap. And I'm going to just read this one more time for those that's just tuning in. Saving money against the salary cap is a topic. This episode will talk about how general managers of NFL teams can save the team owners money by signing good players that were overlooked. Some players that did not go to major FBS college programs that had to make a start in the pro developmental leagues like the Fan Control Football League, Indoor Football League, and the National Arena League are playing immediately after college in these leagues and getting filmed. These players are already in shape and have no pro experience for NFL camp starting soon. Again, these players are already in shape and have pro experience for NFL camp starting soon. The issue is that data analytics companies like Pro Football Focus does not investigate, scout the talent that's available as a whole. The system is set up for convenience to pick players that are statistically the best on paper. The problem is that stats don't measure heart or visible talent man against man on the field, but pro developmental football film can. If an athlete has just graduated from a small D3, D2, NAIA, and JUCO program, and competes well against talent from all levels of football, these NFL Camp 2022 eligible prospects should get a chance to compete in camp for a job. So I'm basically trying to make sure that everyone gets an opportunity to, call in to the show at 515-602-9687. Again, 515-602-9687. I'm trying to give everybody that thinks they deserve an opportunity in professional football to call into the show and talk about why they feel like they should be able to get on the NFL roster based on their current resume and based on the fact that they can do the job just as well as some of these guys that's costing the team owner a lot of money. Again, the focus is to try to get NFL general managers to take a look at guys on my list and lists of other companies that's similar to mine or just like mine. It's not just me doing this. It's a lot of other companies out there that do some of the same stuff I do. Just like, for instance, some of my good friends, Zach Taylor and Zach Hibden and Brandon Davis. Zach Hibden and Brandon Davis with Athlete Scouting. Athlete Scouting, you can find them on Twitter as well, at Athlete Scouting, at Zach Hibden, or at Brandon Davis. I'll send them a copy of this episode so they can listen in and everything like that. Maybe tune in next time we do this. They can chime in, because one thing about me, I don't compete with anyone. I don't compete with anyone out in the market. Like, if a company is similar and has a similar focus of mine, if I can't move a player in a certain amount of time, I might send them over to them, or they might send a player over to me, and we get the player moved, and we'll both get credit. I'm not one of these guys out here that say, hey, man, you know, you got to be right with me. You got to be the only person that can do business only person that you can do business with me. I don't do that. I'm non-exclusive. If you don't even sign a contract with me, we have a verbal agreement. You pay me whatever we decide on you paying me, which my fees are very low. You pay your fee, and then we go to work. I don't do a lot of contracts and paperwork and all that nonsense, because the bottom line is, once you see that, even if we sign a contract, that don't mean I'm going to do my job. So when you pay me, bottom line is, I've already have a proven reputation that I do my job. That's why I'm doing this show, because I have a proven reputation of doing my job. And people can come on this show, and they can try to rebuttal that. I'll give everybody a chance to rebuttal that I don't do my work, but then after a while, if you get stupid, I'm going to block you or cut you off and block you. But I'll give anybody an opportunity to come on here and voice complaints, voice testimonial praise, whatever you have you. But I do my job. So when you pay me and come aboard with me, I just tell you, hey, if you find somebody else like an athlete scouting and all these other different companies out there that would normally be my competition, I let you work with them too. Now, when you go with a lot of these companies, they might tell you you can't be with nobody but us. And that's fine too. I mean, you know, I don't ever try to steal nobody's clients, but I'm here for everybody. If you got management, you got a client, got an agent, and I can still do something for you, you're welcome to use my service too and confer what you got back from me to your management or whatever. We can all work together. The more people that we have in network working with each other, the more people we have working on one particular athlete, and the more people that athlete have working for them, the more opportunities he have to move up. And we all need to move a player up, whether that's together or individually, get a player moved up so these companies can start having credit for what we do. So the goal is today is to basically, I'm just putting it out there, just explaining to guys, explain to everybody how this whole thing works when you're dealing with guys that's street free agents flying under the radar. I'm explaining how my program works to help the athlete, to help myself, and to help the general manager and the owner save money against the salary cap so they can clear up some cap space and maybe go after the player that they want by signing some guys that's flying under the radar for a cheaper price and, coach a little bit. In some cases, they may just be already ready, but in some cases, they may need a little bit of coaching up. But you can coach them up and put them on the field. You still got a good product on the field for a cheaper price. So anyway, we're going to take a brief five or six minute intermission here. And we're going to listen to a little bit of music here. I'm going to try to find something that everybody can kind of get with my man Common. I'm going to play a little bit of Corner from Common. A little bit of hip-hop here while I wet my throat again for this last 30-minute run. And I hope you have a couple callers to call in about how they can add to a team's roster, being a free agent that has current pro film, how they can add to a team's roster and maybe help them save some cap space by signing them versus keeping a lot of these overpriced guys going into free agency. All right, we have here Common Corner.
I wish I could keep this feeling. stung like a chicken, chasing my death like a dog. She was kind of like a dog, freaking out with like a fan. Damn, she looked good. Now Todd, she had a man, he was a Rudy too. A nickname. You little birdies on the father too. She was a flake like corn, and I was born not to understand. But let the past, I soon could be a better man.
They
now there she goes again, the dope is Ethiopian, and now the world around me can...
This is Stogies and Beer, broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, WBEST, Chula Vista, California, Stogies and Beer. This is your host, Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the early evening. All right. Let's get back into it for those that's just tuning in. And once again, if you want to call in and talk, guest call in is 515-602-9687. Once again, 515-602-9687 to talk with your host, Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the late evening. I apologize again on this episode. This is my first episode I've done on Blog Talk Radio since about 11 years ago. So I'm a little rusty. I was the host of the former Blackout Radio show where I was helping artists, hip-hop and R&B artists, get some exposure by playing their music. My stations will play independent music because you hear enough mainstream music, so I try to put independent artists on air to get them some exposure. At the same time, this show is a football show, but we can talk about any sports headlines, tennis, rugby, golf, whatever you want to talk, we can talk about it. I can learn a thing or two in the sports that I'm not strong in from you, and you can learn a thing or two from the sports that I'm strong in. So, anyway, this is a football show primarily, but we call sports. The Stogies and Beer concept is because, you know, most guys talk amongst themselves, smoking a stogie, drinking a beer, watching the game. So this is the kind of format that we're running on this show. I apologize again earlier for some of my music choices. I had to take a quick break, so I had to just kind of like put something on air to entertain, even if it might have been a little bit harsh with some of the lyrics because I didn't have radio edited stuff at the time, but I apologize for that. But it's nothing that we've not already heard with these songs. They're all main songs that we all know. So anyway, we'll get better. Like I said, give me about a week. I'll be back up to about 70% another week after that, 80%. And in 30 days, I'll definitely be 90%. I'm glad this first month is free because I'm working out a lot of kinks, my acting and voiceover stuff, acting on radio, voiceover stuff. I'm working on that stuff. It's been a while. So it's going to be a great program, a great show. I'm giving athletes that follow me on Twitter the opportunity to call into the show and, you know, ask some questions, do some things that they need to do on air. At the same time, if you want to interview, a full interview where you're highlighted on the show, I'm going to allow you to call in. And when you call in, we'll do your interview. And at the same time, if you're an artist that has good hip-hop music, or if you think your music is good, you can send it in. And all you guys have to do, if you want to interview, even if you actually, if you got, I'll even open it up to artists. If you want to come on here and promote your music and get an interview, we can do that too. I mean, you know, this thing is all about sports and entertainment. So if you're an athlete or artist that want to interview, DM me at Twitter at Ferran Sports, at F-E-R-R-A-N-D Sports, all one word, at Ferran Sports on Twitter. And once again, for those of you that's just tuning in, this is Stogies and Beer, our inaugural episode. Broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, WBEST in Chula Vista, California. And I am your host, Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live late evening. And today our episode is talking about saving money against the salary cap. This episode will talk about how general managers of NFL teams can save the team owners money by signing good players that were overlooked. Some players that did not go to major FBS college programs that had to make a start in pro developmental leagues like the Fantasy Pro Football League, Indoor Football League, and National Arena League, etc., are playing immediately after college in these leagues and getting filmed. These players are already in shape and have pro experience for NFL camp starting soon. The issue is that data analytics companies like Pro Football Focus does not investigate about the talent that's available as a whole. The system is set up for convenience to pick players that are statistically the best on paper. The problem is that stats don't measure hard or visible talent man against man on the field, but pro developmental football film can. If an athlete has just graduated from a small Division III, Division II, NAIA, and JUCO program and competes well against talent from all levels of football, these NFL 2022 eligible prospects should get a chance to compete in camp for a job. So basically, just to let you know how it all works, I have a program devised that will help athletes graduating from a small school program, FCS, MLO, small school programs that some of the schools that usually get overlooked or players that get overlooked at these schools. Program set up to where all a player really has to do is contact me, send their college film, and then I set them up a professional developmental workout with people in my network. And I try to get leagues like the Fan Control Football League, which right now is really taking over like the Arena One platform, like Arena Football, the Arena Football League. NFL Arena One, like the last champion they had were the Auburn Empires about two years ago, the year before COVID. So I try to get these, you know, get players in leagues like that that has a television partner, whether it be NBC, ESPN, or something to where you have visibility. I have other leagues that don't have television partners, but they have a local television partner format. But Fan Control Football League, like AFL Arena One, back in the day, had a television that was on TV. So the thing about Fan Control Football, they have a good platform online and on regular television, as we call it. You know, they have a platform in both areas. And so I try to get my mind there because most of the guys, including the guy that I was talking about earlier, Henry Kellogg, they had a great experience down there. You had all kind of stars down there in Atlanta, Georgia for Fan Control Football. They had Antonio Brown down there, Marshawn Lynch, Patrick Peterson was down there, Cheetah, Tariq Hill was down there, Jameis Winston was down there, even basketball players like, Dwight Howard was down there. I mean, and, you know, it is crazy. A lot of NFL guys and NBA, WNBA people on these teams or will be owning these teams. Terrell Owens, everybody know, was down there balling out. And Henry Kellogg was on the team with him. I think he played with him with the Zappers. I wanted to get Henry on here to kind of like tell his story, but just a little bit about him again. He was a high school football player, won a state championship in Illinois, moved on from there with Page College. I think he ran into some issues with his grades. So that's one thing I try to tell athletes coming out of high school, make sure your grades are right. We'll be talking about that on some of these episodes coming up. Moving from that point, he went to DuPage College for 2 years in DuPage College in Illinois, and then he tried to transfer to the university level at Judson, a new program, NAIA, brand new football program. He tried to follow his coach there, if I'm correct, but his coach didn't transfer, so he was going to be stuck out for another football season. So I just told him, I said, the best thing for him to do, like I tell all my small school guys, go ahead and play immediately in pro developmental football to start getting film against professional football players that might have gotten cut from the NFL, CFL, XFL, AAF when they were here, et cetera. Go ahead and show that you can help in the pads on and go head up against these guys in full competition. Not don't worry about, you know, I tell a lot of guys, you know, if you're coming from these small schools, you know, it's better for you to don't, to not even, even if you get a pro day invite, if you can do pro day, a pro day, if you get invited or one of these pay to play or pay to perform pro days, that's fine too. I mean, you'll have some numbers, but if it comes down to you making the choice of doing that stuff versus going head on and playing against the competition that's came from all levels, you need to prove it on film that you can compete in an NFL camp. So I tell guys, don't worry about, don't worry, you know, if in my opinion, and we'll talk about this on another episode, another podcast episode, but I tell guys, that pro day don't mean nothing to me. It, you know, you can go to a school day if they invite you, or even if your school offer pro day and they send one scout down there to look at you or whatever. I'm not saying it's not a chance, but what I'm saying is because you're out to a small school, even if I did that pro day, I'm getting that scout's information and say, look, I'm going to send you my pro film here in about 8 weeks. During the NFL draft, all my guys, all my rookies, including Rick Kellogg, who I'm talking about today, I had a rookie from a D3 school, offensive lineman, had a defensive end from a D2, and had Henry Kellogg, a defensive end from a JUCO, all went to fan control football. They all went to the playoffs. All three of them went to the playoffs. One of them wound up making it to the championship game, and also got interviewed on NBC for the People's Game Show. He didn't get voted on. I made the calls to get him on there. That's the level of management that I provide. I got him on national TV without the fans even voting him onto that show. So what I'm saying is that though all three of those guys that are still NFL 2022 camp eligible right now with pro film, the only thing that's holding them up is that because companies like Pro Football Focus, Blesto Scouting, National Scouting, they're third-party organizations or third-party systems that set up the draft, the combine, and all this different stuff. And so guys like my three rookies get overlooked, even though they went on the field and proved it. Nobody wants to look at the film. But if the general manager and the owner were exposed to the film, they could make a better choice on an athlete versus the salary cap. So what I'm saying is that the way it goes is you got the scouts report, do the scouting, they report what they got to the personnel director. Personnel director goes back to the general manager. General manager makes his decision on the draft and everything like that, builds his list to take to the owner and say, this is who we're trying to sign. Now, when the owner is looking at this list, he got to determine how much money am I going to have to pay for these players. The owner is the one that cut the check, not the GM. So if the general manager is listening, is a smart guy and want to keep his job, I understand getting the owner to pay for certain players. You just got to pay for certain talent. I mean, this is a fact. But you can cut your budget. You can save half of that budget or a little bit less than half of that budget by signing players that I have on my list and list that other people like myself have, to where if you take the time to look at these players, you can cut some of your free agents that's coming up to you saying, hey, I want more money. But don't worry about paying that guy. Let him go. Let him go into free agency and find some of my guys, because my guys are already ready to do the job, and some may just need just a tad bit of coaching up based on the level that they play it at, but just a tad bit coaching up. And you can have them on the field replacing those free agents that's asking for all this money and save the owner some cash. Anybody that owns a business, I don't care if you're selling hot dogs or selling T-shirts. Bottom line is you're trying to do what? Make money, not spend money. So if the owner can make money and not spend money, that makes more sense. But the owner can't save any money against the cap or create some cap space to sign the players that you might need, because everybody wants to depend on Pro Football Focus, all these stat-driven companies, data analytic companies that's telling you, no, the smart move is to sign this guy. I'm telling you, no, the smart move is to sign these guys that you're overlooking for cheap and then let them play on these rookie contracts at league minimum And then when they come back to the table after they prove themselves, even if you don't keep them, it works out for them because they're on somebody's radar to get on another NFL team to get paid. So that's the basis of this story today, you know, and everything like that. I'm going to be open. The lines are going to be open for the next 15 minutes. I'm going to come back with the final words about 3 minutes at the 2-3 minute end of the show mark. We're going to be closing out at 5 p.m. Central time, 5 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. We're going to close the show out. If you want to call into the show, it's 515-602-9687. I'll be monitoring the calls. If somebody call in, I'll cut off the music, play some music right now, let my throat rest, just kind of like vibe out to some music, get my playlist together and stuff like that, see how this playlist works, how the audio works, and then I'll come back with my outro. Again, this is Stogies and Beer, broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, WVEST, Chula Vista, California, Stogies and Beer, with your host, the late night dog, Ramiro Ferran, kicking it with you live in the late evening. We'll be back.
Black people don't have nowhere to go. You know, all we got to do is kick. We're going to kick it in our hood, you know. What we going to do? We're going to kill a couple of niggas, man, you know. Go in our hood, do a drive-by. And come back in our hood, laugh about the stuff. You know, the system is safe. I'm saying you really going to get deep into it when one of your friends are, just like one of my partners died.
We got some problems.
Then we rise.
Broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, WBEST, Stokers and Beer, and I am your host, Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, and kicking it with you live in the late evening. This has been our inaugural podcast for Stokers and Beer. Again, I apologize for any technical difficulties, for not having my music ready edited, but you know, this is a basically a test run, so I'm just working out all the kinks. Don't judge me on the mistakes today, but judge me on the material that I put out. And once again, just letting you know what this episode was about. This was saving money against the salary cap. This episode will talk about general managers of NFL teams. This episode will talk about how general managers of NFL teams can save the team owners money by signing good players that were overlooked. Some players that did not go to major FBS college programs that had to make a start in the professional developmental leagues like the Fan Control Football League, Indoor Football League, and National Arena League, et cetera, are playing immediately after college in these leagues and getting film. These players are already in shape and have pro experience for NFL camps starting soon. The issue is that data analytics companies like Pro Football Focus is not investigating scout talent that's available as a whole. The system is set up for convenience to players that are best on paper. The problem is that stats don't measure heart or visible talent man against man on the field, but pro developmental football film can. If an athlete has just graduated from a small D3, D2, NAIA, and JUCO program and competes well against talent from all levels of football, these NFL Camp 2022 eligible prospects should get a chance to compete in camp for a job. You can follow me at Ferran Sports on Twitter. That's at FERAND Sports, SPORTA, all one word together, at Ferran Sports on Twitter. DM me if you would like to put your music on my show, if you're an entertainer. DM me if you would like an interview about your career on the show, if you're an athlete. Just DM me on Twitter, and we'll go from there. Thank you for listening, and this has been Stogies and Beer, our inaugural episode broadcasting live from Chula Vista, California, WBEST, Chula Vista, California. And I am your host, Ramiro Ferran, a.k.a. the Late Night Dog, kicking it with you live in the late evening. Have a good night.